KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge to meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. Got quite a number of folks use their pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll see if we've got any echo late. Good evening, K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's down in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, in 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And he's down in Anderson. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert, he's up there in Marietta. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And AA4GH, Mr. Gus, he's in Newland, North Carolina. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, and he is over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. I don't have any Echolink stations up at this point, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge to meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4POS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and we're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my button. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Rochelle, and she'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Michelle's in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Tell Miss Michelle and Miss Lorena we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing very well. And then we got my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the net. Call KI4DOS.
Being all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KA04HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Joey at least I said hello.
KI4DOS.
Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Kendler. I'll be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
KI4DOS. And everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
West, Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I am negative and negative tonight. I'm short on time. Thanks for running the net, Gary, as always. 73's off, KI4, GOD.
Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard at Pendant Race, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Yep, it's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo, and it just finished 2. Go get on Georgia, man. 2 men and out. It's KC4BK, Rock Hill. Y'all have a good one. Separate.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Great group of folks this evening. Net flight, say good evening. KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well. And N4HHC, that's Mr. Warren. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Warren. Hope you're doing well. And KI4GOD, that's Mr. John. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you're doing well. And John, you can go ahead and secure at your leisure there, young man, since you're short on time. Appreciate you being with us. And KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you were doing well. And KJ4BKI, that's Mr. Jack. He comes to us from Rock Hill this evening. Good signal into the repeater from Rock Hill there, Jack. Appreciate you being with us. Tell everybody over on the 10-meter net we said hello. Additional stations, Echo Sioux Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. We have no traffic, no comment. Good evening to all.
DOS. Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Mark, I'm in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are both are doing well. And AF4LV, that's Mr. Mark, he's down there in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Good hearing you back on the air again there, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you and your family are doing well. And K3JOY, I didn't recognize my pretty little bride, Joy. So this is her group, so I recognize her now, and she's in the other room. She was reading when I came into the ham shack. Additional stations, Indian through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4.
KI-4, DOS. Thank you for being here yet another night this week. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, well, mark Donna in and out, and I'll be here for a short comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
For DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me in and out. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And Duncan, did you go over to the museum today?
4JKV, negative, Gary. I had to work. I thought I'd be able to get up there around 8, but just the time got a hold of me. But I haven't heard any reports from it, but now I didn't get to make it.
I didn't make it either, but I haven't heard anything about it, so maybe we'll have somebody to come in and give us a comment about it in just a little while. But appreciate you letting me know there, Duncan, and hope you're doing well. All righty, where am I? In the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
This is up before Norway, Texas, Quebec, Katie Simpsonville, and I'll be in to end of the roll call. Over.
DOS. This is David, please check in. 202, Oscar, India, Matt. Ralph and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS, NKF4NXY, David and my wife Marie, AF4SX, we're in southern Greenville County down here, around Possum Kingdom, check us in and out, and appreciate you doing the net, and hope everybody has a good night.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, that kind of a train wreck right at the very start, but I may have gotten them all, I'm not sure, so if I don't read your call back, please try it again, we'd love to get you in the log. Now I would like to say good evening to W4NTQ. Mr. Eddie, that's our resident elder down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And K4OIM, my buddy Walt over there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KF4NXY, that's Mr. David. And his sweet bride, AF4SX, that's Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County, down there around Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge to call KI-4DOS. Well, I I just got me an Echo Link station popped up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KK4DCL.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4DCL. Can I get your name and location?
Name here is Mike, and the location is Central Virginia.
Alrighty, Mike. Appreciate you coming to us from Central Virginia tonight. Hope you are doing well, and come back anytime. We'd love to have you each and every night if you can make it. The net starts at 9 o'clock, different net controller each night, so come on back and join us. We'd love to have you, but you take care up there in Virginia. Let's move up now to the Quebec Through Tango Group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative in there. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Sound good.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG. That's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Sounding good. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go down to the patient group on a Saturday night. The Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Your DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. And Mr. Tommy, K4XB. Miss Angela is Tommy's sweet little bride. They live down there in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, I heard Angela check in last night. That was a real treat. Tell her to get on the radio a little more often. Tell her not to have any of that mic fright. That microphone won't bite her. But again, appreciate you and Miss Angela being with us, and thanks for checking in with us. And I hope y'all are doing well. Any others in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, as you were getting to my group, I had a phone call come in. Please check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
OS. Please check in KQ4KTU. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform. This is Scott in Hendersonville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Rusty. I hope you are doing well. And Rusty, sorry you got a phone call right there at your group, but I do appreciate you coming on in the all call and checking in with us in that group. But hope you are doing well there, Rusty. Also like to say good evening to KQ4KTU. That's Mr. Doc up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doc. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Bit light tonight. There must be some good college football games going on today where folks have gone to the ball games and that sort of thing. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Don't have but one rag chewer tonight, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, how was your day?
OS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is KK4JBQ. I had, what should I say, an unusual day, at least the start of the day. I woke up bright, bushy-tailed, as they say, at 5 o'clock. And I knew when I finally got to sleep, I knew that wasn't enough restful sleep. So I tried my hardest, although I was wanting to just go back to sleep. At 5 o'clock, the sun hasn't come up yet, and you know, it wasn't that hard, really. Well, Donna got up and got her day started somewhere around 6:30 or something like that. She let me sleep till 8:30. Now, I didn't feel like I had overslept. I felt like I could use it, so I won't feel guilty about it. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, I tell you, waking up at 5 o'clock, that's a little bit early. But, you know, these other folks that get up that time every day, so I'm not going to complain. I used to get up, you know, like that early in the mornings and have to get up and go to work. And then when I retired, I got where I said I was going to sleep in a little bit. But it took me several years before I could sleep past 7 o'clock. I still have a hard time doing that. But if I go to bed, you know, it's not unusual for us to stay up, you know, till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and so it's I wake up about 7 to 7:30 and get up and start my day. But every once in a while, I'll get up and go visit Mrs. Murphy, and you know, that's the powder room. And then I'll go back to bed and crawl back in between the sheets. And I have slept as late as 10 o'clock. And I tell you, I get up, when I get up at 10 o'clock, I get up with the dangdest headache. I guess I get too much sleep, or I don't know what it is, but I wake up with a headache if I sleep real late. So I try to just go ahead and get up to where I don't have a headache.
Thing, I never heard of a headache after waking up late in the morning. I'll just put it that way. It could be the abundance of light. I think we were made, you know, in our brain. There's something that says it gets dark, it's time to sleep. I do think that's true. So when it gets light, we wake up. Now, I've got a little reminder on my watch here about when the sun rises, when, you know, when they say the sun rises. Let's see if it says, tomorrow morning the sun rises at 7:12. If you wanted to, if you have the freedom, I should say, the good fortune, perhaps, to have reached the age where you can consider yourself retired. Setting your alarm clock every night, unless, you know, a few nights it's about the same, at sunrise. That would be a handy way to do it. You know, I look for anymore, I look for ways to automate so I don't forget. I declare, it works for me anyway. I think I've told you that I have a smart speaker, they call them. I mean, different people make them. And they're a little aggravating at times, but they're very good at giving me cues throughout the day. Before I turn in, I think it's at 11 o'clock, I've got this reminder to check the humidifier. Now, I would forget that from time to time. This thing is a tank full of water that, you know, puts moisture in the air. I don't sleep very well, as a rule, when the air is dry. You know, my throat, my nose, you know. One must breathe throughout the night. And, you know, there's an automatic thing that kicks in, you know, when you sleep. You don't have to think about it. Generally, you don't have to think about it at all. But anyhow, if the air is dry, I suffer. So I got a humidifier in bedroom, and I keep track of it. It's easy to check the water level, and I kind of know when I should fill it, so it just shouldn't run out through the night. And the little speaker helps me with that. Well, every night of the world, there's something I've really learned to appreciate. I like making it here every night. I like being amongst this family that has adopted me, I should put it that way. And so I just feel awful when I miss. I feel like I don't know what I missed. And maybe that's the most aggravating thing. KK4, JBQ.
I tell you, those things that give you a little reminder are not a bad idea in reality. I don't have anything to remind me like that. I could probably work something out, you know, but I don't have a smart watch or, you know, it's attached to my phone, and I don't have any of those, you know, oh, gosh, what is it, Alexi, or I don't know what it is, Siri, whatever the internet people are, you know, with the speakers and all that stuff. Don't have any of that around here. But we do have calendars, and our reminders are normally on the calendars. You know, if we have an appointment, it goes on the calendar. I had a note to myself to call Annette Thursday night for Matt because he was going to be on vacation, and he didn't get to stay on vacation because of the weather. He came on back a little early, and so he picked Annette up himself. But, I don't have something to remind me other than paperwork. But the problem with that is sometimes you forget to look at it.
You know, that issue, when I do forget to look, anything important happens to be written on there by anybody but me. You know what I'm saying? I have to kick myself, and I complain about it. Maybe it's self-serving, I suppose, if I missed something and it was Donna's handwriting there. I acknowledge that I missed it. I own up to it. But this little, I call it a hockey puck because that's what it looks like. Well, it does that very well. Now, the downside, now you know there's going to be a downside. The downside is this thing listens for its what they call wake word. You get its attention by saying its name, you know. And it can be a lot of things, but only a certain number of things, certain words you get to choose. It's going to respond, but I named this one here, close to me in the shack, computer. And it heard it, but its little light turned on, but it turned right off. Well, that's nice. That's a nice improvement. Anything like, what did you mean to say? I can't hear you. It doesn't say that, but it says something similar. You know, who was it that said that? It was that sergeant on Gomer Pyle. I can't hear KK4JVQ.
KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, over there in Greer. Larry, you named that little hockey puck computer, and I can just, I see Scotty on Star Trek. Computer. Talking to the computer, and it does whatever he asks it to do or whatnot. And then, I hadn't heard the reference to Gomer Pyle in a long, long time, you know. They've taken a bunch of good shows off the TV and replaced it with garbage. But, I remember the sergeant saying, I can't hear you. And then, who was it, Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes, I know nothing.
Those shows have a special place, not just in our heart, perhaps, but in our psyche. You know, when a phrase that we have heard over and over again just sneaks in, and it maybe involuntarily it sneaks in, it's appropriate to use, then we're reminded. Just like, I can't hear you. She doesn't actually say that, but she says something like, what did you mean to say? Or I feel the same way about television programming. It's unfortunate, and to my way of looking at it, unnecessary. Generations of people need to watch Gomer Pyle. And, that Star Trek episode, that was, I think it was the A New Country, it was called. And, it's to set it up, I know exactly the moment that you're talking about. Scotty is going to, they went back in time. It's something that they did frequently. A slingshot around the sun will do it. Or at least that's the premise. And so they landed exactly where they wanted to because they had done this before and they figured out how to be precise about it. So they came back to the 20th century, the one we just left not long ago. And they were looking for a whale. They needed one, and whales in the 23rd century, I think it was, they came from, they didn't have whales anymore. The earth had been relieved of all whales, but they needed it desperately, so they went back to get one. Now, they found one. Not going to go through all of that. It's a very interesting episode, but not going to go through all that. They had to build a tank within the ship that they will go back to the future, you know what I'm saying? They had to build a tank, and they did so by using a material they called transparent aluminum, about 4.5 inches thick. That was enough to carry the whale and all the water that the whale would need. But they couldn't find transparent aluminum in the 20th century either. So Scotty went to a place that made up materials such as that. And he says, have you got such a thing? And they said, no, we never heard of anything like that. No. He said, we have Lexan or plexiglass or one of those, you know, brand name things. He says, well, how thick would that have to be to hold, you know, water? And he said, how much water and how much pressure that would put on the sidewalls and such. And it was like, you know, 12 feet thick. He says, well, would it be of any value to you if I gave you the formula for something that will do the same thing and only be 4 inches thick. The guy was just terribly excited. He passed himself off, Scotty did, as a Scotsman, of course. You know, he was very good at that accent. And he worked in the same type of thing, you know, materials like that. And he says, well, I have a formula. What would it be worth to you? And so he says, well, if you give me the formula, I'll give you whatever you need. And so he says, how can I write it down for you? It's kind of complicated. So he went to the fellow led him over to a 20th century computer. And he picked up the mouse and talked into it just like I'm talking into this handheld microphone. And he said, computer? and I just broke out laughing, and I do so every time I tour. That program and several others of the same ilk has terrific dialogue and imaginative things that they do, you know. Not everybody's cup of tea, but I like it, and I like it even though I know the dialogue coming up. I've seen it so often. Oh, well, enough about that. KK4, JBQ.
Another good thing would be for your little hockey puck to say that does not compute. That would be cool. Yeah, you ask it a question and it says that does not compute. Hey, I got an Echolink station up. Let me jump over there and grab Stephen real quick. I'll be right back to you there, young man. Enjoying it. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Stephen, you want to check in with us?
Affirmative, Gary. I am Gary, go ahead and check me in. KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Larry and the net. Negative, and do be sure and tell me, Georgia, we say hello.
This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope those of y'all are doing well, and I will relay your message in there to Joy. She was in the other room reading when I came into the ham shack, so she's probably got her nose stuck in a book. So I'll tell her when I get out of here. But you and Miss Jennifer have a great weekend, what's left of it. Appreciate you being with us. Back to you there, Larry.
KK4JBQ here. With KI4DOS and everybody who remains on the net. Well, there's one other thing I'd like to get said before I forget it and wish I had not forgot it. I have a question of, Dave, that manager, I'm blanking on his call sign right now. I know you've been in contact with Dave, and the rest of us appreciate your passing that along, but I'm wondering if you have found that there's any good time to give Dave a call. You know, I just want to respect the fact that he's recuperating and all. I have something connected to the net to speak with him about. So, what say you, Gary?
Yeah, what I do is I just shoot him a text message and ask him if it's a good time for a telephone call. I did that yesterday, and I got a text back. It was a little bit later. I mean, he didn't respond immediately. But he said, now he is. So I called him, and we talked for, for a little bit. And, you know, he and Amy are doing well. And he's still got to go back to the doctor on the 23rd. But he's getting back in his exercise routine. He's finished up with what the doctor wanted to do, and he's going back the 23rd to get the results of that. So it would be my suggestion, you know, just whenever you want to talk to him, shoot him a text and ask him if it's a good time for a call. And he will respond to you one way or the other. If it's not a good time, he'll say, well, you know, I'll call you later, or, you know, call me thus and so or whatnot. But that gives him the option of when's a good time for him to sit around and talk.
Excellent idea. But, you know, I've been, I don't know what Donna would say. She's very quiet about such things. She doesn't like to speak in any way detrimental to somebody, even me. I'm not very, well, I'm computer literate, I believe, but I don't use it much. I don't find that I need it much. And then the phone comes along, the smartphone, and I'm really bad about that. I mean, truly, I am. And I probably sent 3 text messages in my entire life. And I don't know. I don't want to say it, but I'm pretty backward when it comes to that. And your suggestion is a good one. And I will do just that, as you say. It leaves it, you know, in Dave's corner until, you know, he's up to it. It's just an excellent idea, and I thank you for that. Well, here we are, what is it, almost 10 of 10. And there should be other people. I hope they've stuck around. I hope they've enjoyed our conversation. When you talk with other folks, I'm here. You can count on it. I'm listening, and I get a lot out of it. It's one way that we, you know, keep up with one another. I couldn't tell you how many conversations I've listened in on, and I've got over the fact that it kind of feels in the beginning, you know, for a newbie, and we were all a newbie once upon a time. It sort of feels like eavesdropping, but you get over that, don't you?
POS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KK4JBQ. Well, Larry, you were talking about texting and stuff. As far as texting goes, I don't particularly care for it. I use it, especially if I get a text. I try my best to return let them know that I did get it and whatnot and that sort of thing. I have missed a couple. Matter of fact, Joy says she sent me one, and I did not even get it. And so I told her, I said, honey, I'm not trying to be smart or anything, but I want you to look at my phone. I don't want you to think that I just did not get it and I'm ignoring you. And I said, I have not deleted anything. So she said, I don't need to look at your phone. I know if you say you didn't get it, you didn't get it. But sometimes they get lost out there in cyberspace. But I would much rather talk to an individual. If it's a short conversation, that's okay. But I would much rather hear a voice on the other end and sit there and type. But that's just me as far as that goes. But you know, I do use it, and it serves a good purpose. You know, well, like my son Anthony, I'll send him a text because he works and he's in IT, and he has gone back. He used to work at home, so I didn't mind calling him then. But now he's in the office, and they still have video conferences and all of this. And, you know, I don't want his phone going ding-a-ling when he's right in the middle of a business meeting. So I do text him occasionally, but that's not very often. Do him on the phone that way. That way I can call him, don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you know, as you were talking there about speaking with a family member, I look every once in a while. I look around for ways that I could use the phone and perhaps should use the phone and the capabilities therein. So there aren't that many folks that I just like to call on the phone, maybe make one of those picture phone contacts, you know, where you can see them. You can see them talking. They can see you. FaceTime, I think it's called. And it's startling to me that we've come that far. Of course, we did that a long time ago. I have no idea where this thing is going, but I don't mind being behind a little bit. And read about other people's experiences, and maybe if it's something that appeals to me, I'll risk it, cross the line. I'm not the first one to do anything. some people would call that being a curmudgeon. But anyhow, I can think of a phone call I'd like to make. I'd like to talk to my sister. I really would. But I don't think we'll ever make a phone that'll let us talk to those who have passed on. That would be one exciting conversation. It would go on a while, for sure. But anyway, that's where my mind goes. I imagine lots of things sort of, you know, out there, talking to my sister who's passed. But everybody has a desire, probably in their lifetime, they'd like to talk to somebody that's no longer available. You know, just the fact that maybe one day they'll have a phone. You know, that's really fiction, of course. But someday you could perhaps just do that by dialing a phone number. Stranger things have happened. In reality, they've happened, but I think that's I think Scripture calls it a veil that's between us. I don't think anything will penetrate that. Well, Gary, I hope you have a good night, and I hope I have a good sound sleep, and I don't wake up at 5 in the morning. I should probably set an alarm for, like I said, sunrise. Might be a good thing to start doing. You take care, and I, again, appreciate you for being so faithful to the net to, you know, be there when you're needed. I think it's either 3 or 4 times this week. This is KK4JBQ. I turn it back to you, Gary. Have a good night. 7-3.
Jay, boy, LZ, I'll stick around for a little ride you have to learn.
Write you down there, young man. We'll be back to you in just a minute. But Larry, you know, you're talking about the smartphones and the watches and all this. You remember, I'm sure, reading the Sunday funny papers, Dick Tracy had the two-way wrist TV a long time ago. And now we've actually got it, so, you know, who knows what we're liable to have in the future. Just for food for thought there, buddy. But you take care. Enjoy it there, young man. Look forward to doing it again. And we'll say 73 to you for now. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check-in, Gary, myself, NC9B, my beautiful bride, Wendy, KE4DXJ. We're a little late up here in Hendersonville, but we got in here. And good evening, 73 to everybody on the net.
Good DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to NC9V. That's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us this evening, Leon. Hope y'all are doing well. Good hearing from you there, young man. We'll holler at you in just a little while, you know, a little bit later sometime. Go over here now and pick up Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, up there at Table Rock. Andy, what have you been up to?
4LZI, Larry was talking about Dave. This is something I've noticed that he does frequently. I've noticed between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., he always comes on the repeater here and he brings up the repeater bulletin board, you might say, here. I hear him frequently do. I heard him do it here 3 or 4 hours ago here today. And what Larry was talking about, I remember that real well, that particular one about the whale. That was Star Trek III. That was the movie, Star Trek III. And in that particular movie, they was trying to get that old Klingon ship there to put that box in, as he said, in there about the water in the whale that they was using at that moment, that Klingon ship. And they come across what would be the Enterprise, aircraft carrier Enterprise. They come across that, too, during that movie of our time. They did. That was the movie that I'm talking about, but in some of the other just plain out episodes there, and one of them, they went back doing that slingshot effect back to 1968, and that it was on the TV series itself, in which it was actually filmed. I think the timer's on it, but I want to be sure. And another one I'm going to ask you about, I'm sure he's probably around, but I ain't heard it. You heard anything out of KI4DTY lately?
Yes, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. Well, Andy, let me first start off by saying that Dave has his computer programmed. When there is a lull in the traffic on the repeater, for it to pull up the club announcements. I think that's actually Dave's. It's a recording that Dave put in his computer. I don't think Dave has been doing that himself in person, bringing up the announcements. I have heard that several times, but I think that's a recording. Those Star Trek things I used to watch. I guess I've watched all the movies and all the TV shows, and gosh, I don't know. I was a Trekkie back when, that was a long time ago. To answer your other question about KI4DTY, I have not talked to Daniel. I've talked to Elijah, his brother, but I have not talked to Daniel. The last time I talked to him, he had been out of the country and he had just come back. but I haven't heard a lot out of him in the last year, I guess. But he's still around as far as I know.
Hey, boy, LZ, I didn't know. I ain't heard him to seen him to know how old he is or how young he is, but in most cases, as the hobby's going, we're all getting to be ancient, and then three-fourths of the cases, people are becoming silent keys. And that one about the Star Trek stuff, I've got all the original series here on DVD, and got some of the movies here now on DVD, but I'm still falling behind on certain things that me and Larry's talked about before, getting things changed over to something that I can actually see. Started out with VHS tapes, now I got DVDs, and I can't, as he and I discussed before, can't find cleaner now for the DVD players, so I hadn't been doing a whole lot of watching lately, but a lot of this stuff like that, like out about the well business, yeah, I well remember that. They went back on that particular movie, if best I remember, they went back to the late 80s sometime. I can't remember if it was 88 or 89, somewhere in that range. When Scotty was talking to that guy with that, those formers are coming up with new stuff, that was at some time supposedly here on this planet in the late 80s, and the other one on the series at Safford back in 1968, of course, when that particular episode was made.